Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
It's Thursday, and you know what that means. At 9:37 to 43-ish on Thursdays, I don't do anything by a watch. I stopped wearing my watch because I'm bad at time. We are joined by one half of the host of the Panther Nation podcast. We are joined by my guy, Rashad Beard, to talk a little Carolina football. Make sure you're following them on social media at Panther Nation PC. But more importantly, make sure you are subscribed to their YouTube channel, Panther Nation Podcast. Subscribe, like, hit the little bell. Rashad and David Rhodes go live all the time to keep you updated and give you their thoughts on everything Carolina Panthers. Rashad, what's up, big fella?
What's going on, man? Good to be back. Slow time, but it's a lot, always stuff to talk about, so let's get it.
Always stuff to talk about, man, and one of those things is we're starting to see guys show up, at least in helmets and shirts, and I gotta tell you, I thought about you. I kind of chuckled on Tuesday because I was reading through one of the Panthers reporters I follow, and they were gushing about how good Sam Darnold was spinning the football in a t-shirt and a helmet, and I thought, I've played this game before, dude. Like, I fell for this game because I went to camp last year. You and I both were at camp at Wofford last year, and I was gushing on Twitter. I'm like, yo, maybe Sam Darnold's the guy, right, that got him out of there, talking about how good he was spinning the bean last year in shirts and a helmet. Are people falling for the trap again this year, Rashad?
Yeah, I don't know that people are falling for the trap. I just know that, of course, everybody's going to look good at this point, and, you know, it's nothing. I would take everything I see right now with a grain of salt. But I will say that, you know, it's one thing to play with no pressure. Last year, he had no pressure. He was the starter. Now we've gone out and made these moves. And now he has somebody tapping on the shoulder waiting for him to mess up. And I feel like that'll do something to you. That'll do something to anybody that has any ounce of competitive spirit in them. So is he going to come out and play better? Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if he came out and looked good in training camp and looked good in preseason and looked good the first couple weeks. Now, he's got confidence from the coaching staff. Everybody's saying he's the starter, you know, so it's his until he doesn't prove he's not the guy anymore. And so he has to go out there and play like he is the starter, because that's what he's supposed to do. He's getting paid $18 million. He's got 18 million reasons to be a starter. So go out there and take your job until it's, you know, taken from you, or until you drop the ball. But till then, you're the guy. So act like it.
Let's say he does, right? Let's say he goes out there and he kills it in minicamp. He kills it in spring camp. He kills it in fall camp, and he kills it in preseason, right? Let's say he goes into week one as the definite starter. There's no Jimmy G. There's no Baker Mayfield. Matt Corral hasn't taken him and taken that job away from him. What does the circumstance look like where Matt Corral does take that job from Sam Darnold? Is it a repeat of last year where he looks good 4 or 5 weeks and then the production falls off? Is it an injury and then Matt Corral takes the job after that? Like, in your head, what is the situation where Sam Darnold loses his job, or is there one?
Yeah, I think injury. There's a lot of situations and there's a lot of parallels that Panther fans are trying to draw between Russell Wilson being a third round quarterback, the Seattle connections that we have with Scott Fitterer, Dak Prescott, right? Dak Prescott is a fourth round quarterback who took over the job when Tony Romo got injured. And so everybody's projecting that Matt Corral ends up one of those guys. Like, that's the best case scenario, that he ends up being a franchise style quarterback. And we did a whole breakdown of this on Monday on our streams. We go live every Monday. And so we talked about this. And if you go back, and I actually did this, go back and watch Russell Wilson preseason. Go back and watch what he did that preseason. He was amazing. And so I feel like even in his opportunities playing with the twos, he was so good in preseason that it was almost undeniable that you couldn't throw him in there week three a preseason week three and give him the job. And then he took it from, right? I think it has to be one of those situations where he has to training camp, preseason, Matt Corral has to blow people's mind. I don't expect that to happen. I don't think any Panther fan should expect that, but obviously people are going to draw their comparisons to Russell Wilson, and that's what everybody wants to be. And I think that's the only scenario where he becomes the week one starter, is that he goes out there and just dominates during the preseason. If he doesn't do that, then, you know, Sam's the guy, and I think it's Sam's job until either he gets hurt or he just, you know, fails.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast here on the Rob Brown Show with the Fan Upstate. Rashad, Robbie Anderson, not with the team for OTAs, and of course, this is exactly, thank you, this is the point where across the NFL, we have guys not showing up for OTAs, and we have media writers trying to turn it into enormous stories when it doesn't need to be. That being said, got to address it. Is this Robbie being upset with the team? Is this Robbie Anderson going, yo, I'm a vet, I'm going to get my work in, I'll see you in the fall?
I don't know. I don't know what Robbie. I think everything that Robbie does, there's intent behind it. I'm not saying that he is holding out because he's upset. I just know there's a reason why he's not there. I think there's a reason behind it. I don't know what that reason is. You know, he is a vet. It is completely voluntary. Matt Rhule, they asked Matt Rhule about this and asked him about Robbie, who they go all the way back to Temple, right? So he knows the guy. And if he's okay, if Matt Rhule's okay with it, then I don't have a problem with it. I remember him last year. He skipped a couple of days in training camp, and I think he was upset with the whole quarterback situation. I think he was holding out for the contract, and he ended up getting paid. Right? Now that's not a factor this year because he's already paid. But like I said, there's always a intent behind Robbie. Robbie moves with intent, and so I think there's a reason why. And I hopefully he shows up when everything is mandatory. But I'm not looking too deep this.
Rashad Beard, host of the Panther Nation podcast, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. We do have OTAs going on. We've got some of the rooks showing up and looking, getting our first look at them with the hats on. What has stood out to you about OTA so far, if anything?
Nothing too crazy. Like I said, I don't draw too many conclusions from t-shirts and helmets. There's really nothing to, you know, it's good to see Matt Corral out there flinging. It's good to see Icky out there getting physical, and it's good to see Deonte Brown. We haven't seen him. We saw highlights of him out there. And it's good to see, you know, DJ Moore and those guys out there. Good to see everybody healthy. Good to see Christian McCaffrey out there getting some reps. I think the biggest takeaway from OTA so far is more of the talking points on things that the coaches have said about said CMC, right, and his what he's going to do in the preseason. They're pretty much saying that he's going to not play. And I don't know that that's the right idea. I don't know if that's a good idea, because that we did that last year and it didn't turn out too well. So I know they're trying to put him on a pitch count, and they're doing some special things with him. They got him hooked up to all these machines and step counters and all this stuff to make sure that they're doing everything the right way with him and rehab and all that stuff. So whatever they can do to keep him healthy and whatever they want to do with that, I support it. Just keep him healthy, and hopefully his body will hold up. But that's the biggest takeaway from OTA so far, is, you know, him having him on a pitch count. And and it's good to see those other guys, Deontay Foreman, Chuba, and hopefully we can get those guys in rotation. But that's pretty much it. Nothing too major right now.
For the Carolina fans down here, any update on JC Horn?
Oh, JC, yeah, that's another great point. Yeah, JC looks great. He's back. He says he feels good. He's 100%. And it's just modern medicine is just crazy, man. This guy had a really ridiculous injury last year. Luckily, it was early during the season, I think week three or week four. So he sat out the entire season, but he's back a full year. And it's like he never got injured, man. It's ridiculous how modern medicine works right nowadays. So he's good to go. I'm excited, man. That's a guy I'm really excited to see.
That was gonna be my question. Again, how big is he in the defense this year?
Oh, man, huge, right? He's huge. Like, he's that other cornerback. He's the cornerback, right? He's the main guy. We took him top 10, so we expect him to be out there and be dominant. He was doing that in the first 3 weeks that he was with us. Went down, unfortunately, and I look forward to him picking up right up where he left off, because I think he's that good. Him across from C.J. Henderson and Dante Jackson, man, this secondary is something to be excited about. Keith Taylor, who was also good last year, albeit a rookie. Jeremy Chinn, you know, Xavier Woods now added to that. I really like where we are, and the secondary is one thing to be excited about for this team. But it's the strong point, and I'm excited to see J.C. going back. So it's a great, great point. He looks good. He's out there.
He is Rashad Beard, one of half of the hosts of the Panther Nation podcast. Again, follow them on social media at Panther Nation at PC, but more importantly, subscribe to that YouTube channel. They are my go-to dudes for Carolina Panther football talk. Rashad joins us every Thursday to talk a little football. Rashad, my dude, appreciate it. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week, big dog.
Yeah, anytime, man. We are really close to a 17,000 subscribers, so I appreciate it if everybody goes, hit that subscribe button, Panther Nation podcast on YouTube.
Great. 17K.
Yeah.
Man, doing dude,
we When we first started, we were like pushing, trying to get 10.
Man.
Now, man, we're
all right, listen, I need the Rob Brown Show armada to be the reason that Shad kicks over 17K. So I need those of you listening to that are Panthers fans, Panther Nation Podcast on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Let's make sure we are showing Rashad the love like he shows us every Thursday. Talk to you next week, fella.
Hey, appreciate that.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.